How many of you remember when you were baptized into Christ? Now that time was a wonderful time. That time was an exciting time. That time was a time of rejoicing. It was a time of happiness because all of your sins was washed away. We find in Acts chapter number 8, when the Ethiopian eunuch was converted, we see a similar type of response in verses 38 and 39. The Bible says, "And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, and Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." And verse 39 says, "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that he saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." There was a reason why the eunuch was rejoicing, because all of his sins were washed away. That's a grand time. And of course, we know the reason why he was rejoicing. And we also know why we rejoice when all of our sins are washed away. We also find in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 17, where the word of God says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And that's a blessing. When all of our sins, all of our troubles, all of the things that have weighed us down have just been taken away through the blood of Christ. Oftentimes we are in this excited mode when we become a Christian, when we become a servant of God. But oftentimes, as newborn babes in Christ, we go to Bible class and we learn certain things about our new Christian life. And oftentimes these new things might surprise us. And one of these new things that may surprise new Christians is this word right here: suffering. Now, most of the time, when we think about becoming a Christian, does this word come to mind? Not at all. Not at all. But when we begin to dive into the Word of God, we really find that suffering is a central part of the Christian life. And some may be saying, suffering? Trials? Tribulations? Anguish? That a part of the joy that I have made that decision to become a Christian, to have all my sins washed away? Yes. Yes, it is. And some might even ask the question, well, is there any way I can get out of this suffering? Not if you want to be a Christian. Because the Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, in verse number 12, in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 12, the Bible says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." So if you are striving to live a godly life, you're going to suffer persecution in one form or fashion. Persecution is going to come your way. And we should not be afraid of persecution because of our faith in Jesus Christ. In matter of fact, we should be joyful about being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Because without suffering, you really can't experience the real joy of being a Christian and a servant of Christ. Because when we are partakers of Jesus's sufferings, we are also partakers of his blessings. When we are partakers in Jesus' sufferings, we are also partakers in Jesus' blessings. In Romans chapter number 8, in verse number 18, in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 18, the Bible says, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." The Apostle Paul is saying the suffering that Christians and he himself was going through at that time wasn't close to what is going to be revealed in us as servants of Christ when we enter into that precious kingdom when Jesus Christ comes back. The sufferings that we go through now, nothing. Nothing at all when we enter into heaven. Also in 1 Peter chapter number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "For as much then as Christ have suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God." And if we drop down to verse number 12, we find the Bible says that, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." And in verse 13 it says, "But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy." See, that's the blessings of suffering. Is it difficult when you're going through sufferings? Of course it is. When we as Christians are defamed in the world, are made fun of, are belittled, but we hang on to the truth of the Word of God, we are going to be blessed. We are going to be blessed, but we have to endure unto the end. We have to hold on to the truth of God's precious word. Also in verse 14 it says, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters." And verse 16 says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." So our sufferings in the Lord will be a great blessing to us if we endure. If we endure. And we have an admonition to endure in James chapter number 5 and verses 10 and 11. James chapter number 5 verses 10 and 11, where the Bible says, "Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. We serve a wonderful God, and we need to be thankful that we are Christians and servants of God. And we need to be encouraged to continue in the work of the Lord and not to be ashamed of the sufferings that we must go through to enter into His kingdom. Because there is a great reward in heaven for those whom will suffer for the name or the authority of Jesus Christ. And in conclusion, let us consider Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5 and verses 10 through 12. In Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 10, Jesus says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake." And verse 12 says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." So let us be encouraged, and suffering is not a bad word. It's actually a good word for those of us that are in Christ Jesus. And if you're not a Christian on this morning, or this evening rather, you should know that God gave His very best. He gave His only begotten Son. A man who came to this earth, did not sin, was a perfect example to us. In all points, He was tempted just like we are, but He did not sin. And He died on the cross, and God raised Him from the dead. And this is the reason that we can have peace. This is the reason that we can have joy, if we would only put our trust in Him. Are you ready to hear His word? Are you ready to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Are you prepared to repent of all of your past sins? Are you ready to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you have enough faith in God to put Him on in baptism, that all of your sins might be washed away, that you might be added to the body of Christ where there is salvation? If you are a Christian on this evening, if you have fallen short of God's standard in His word, you have this wonderful opportunity to come at this time to repent of your sins, and we would be more than happy to pray for you. And at this time, let us all stand as we're led in a song.